Sunday morning to you. It's really nice to have all of you here with us this morning. We welcome you to the Presbyterian Church of the Covenant, Greensboro, North Carolina. As you can already tell, this will be a little bit of a different experience for a Sunday morning here, but I promise you it's going to be an amazing experience for you. Welcome to those who are online as well. We are very, very thankful to have you. The folks that are here, remind you that we don't pass an offer plate or anything. There is a basket on the back table. Are so inclined to contribute, you can find that when you're entering or as you exit the building. And online below me, you should see a thinkingchurch.org. You can find out more about us there. There's even a donate button. We would appreciate you helping us continue to broadcast online. So I have a brief kind of orientation that I'd like to give us for this, and then we're going to turn everything over to all of our music folks that are here. So, you know, music itself seems to be one of the fundamental constructs of the human species. Almost all cultures, from the most primitive to the most advanced, make music. And that has been true through a majority of human history. Music is and always has been an important part of human lives. It's actually been said that, quote, music is an avenue to the soul. It reaches our innermost being, triggering emotional responses in a way that nothing else in life can really do. So, not so surprisingly, music has been deeply entwined with spiritual and religious ceremonies for thousands upon thousands of years. Whether it's Gregorian chants echoing through corridors in Christian monasteries or spiritual hymns in Hindu temples, music acts as a tool to connect us with something larger than us. It facilitates spiritual trance, elevates prayer, and enables extraordinary spiritual experiences. In modern times, music is an inescapable reality, and I, for one, think that we are better off for that. In tune or not, we humans sing and hum. In time or not, we clap and we sway. In step or not, we dance and we bounce. When you think about it, it's all really very fascinating. I mean, our brains and our nervous systems are basically hardwired to tell us the difference between music and noise. And to respond to rhythm and repetition, tones and tune. Maybe it's all tied to the natural rhythms of life, you know, the music of creation itself. Maybe it's just a biological accident, or maybe it serves a purpose. Science really hasn't yet pinned down any real solid answers, but one thing is for certain. Study after study tells us that music enhances human health, physically, mentally, and yes, even spiritually. Music frequently plays a central role in the spiritual life of a person or a community. It has a transcendent property that can connect you to something greater than yourself and has been proven to positively affect spirituality and our quality of life. Whether you are listening to it, creating it, or playing it, simply accept its invitation to honor the divine power of music and its ability to connect you to something larger. As you listen today, allow yourself to feel free and to feel healing that comes from opening yourself up to a musical, spiritual connection. And remember, music is a powerful tool that can transform the human condition in a way that nothing else does. It can lift someone up from the pits of depression and hopelessness to places of peace and joy and optimism. It can expand your sense of connectedness to other people and to the universe. And it, even in its smallest impact, it can change the way you experience a moment in time. The bottom line is that music and spirituality are intricately related, with a sense of spirituality sometimes inspiring music, and music also often creating the correct atmosphere for a spiritual occasion. Music contains the mathematical ratios that make up the whole cosmos. Listening to music puts us in harmony with creation. Music can make us feel happy or sad. Music can soothe us or energize us. Bottom line, music is good for the soul. And while music always plays a very important role in our services, today that is particularly true. Today, the music will be our scripture. The music will be our message. The music will be our prayer. Allow it to guide you to where you need to be today. Fill you with healing energy and enliven you to the potential of your life.
Thank you for allowing us to do this here today, and always for supporting us and all sorts of live musicians in our community in Greensboro. Brian and I have made a multi-year commitment to one another and to Claude Bowling. Zach and Brian, since we were both undergrads together in the School of Music. And once he returned to Greensboro after graduate school and a whole lot, like 13, I think, years touring with Broadway musicals, he was really busy in Greensboro, but it didn't keep me from bugging him all the time and asking him to please play the Claude Bowling Sweet Buffoon Jazz Piano with me, please, please, please. And he's really, really nice, but he never said yes. And so, because he's busy. And so then I went to New Jersey for 5 years, and when I came back, I went and found Brian, and he said, I'm ready. Like, yes. But what Brian said at that point, too, was, but you know what we can also do? We could do the picnic suite, too, which has guitar. And that was the coolest thing, because I could invite Gavin, who I met once I returned and fell in love with Gavin and what he could do. Because he'll do anything, and he can play anything, and he sings too, and it's awesome. So that was really cool. And I was this is where am I? And then so I discovered more and more and more and more of Claude Bowling's work since we're doing more than one, and that gave me the chance to ask my favorite trumpet player in the triad if he would do two movements from the tooth suite, and he said yes. And then there's a member of our church who plays violin, who's with the Greensboro Symphony, Ruth. She's going to probably play two movements from the violin suite, too. So I've got all these yeses, and that's an awesome thing. And all these yeses have provided ammunition for this project to develop into something that I could think could really be something awesome. And right now, for me, it already is. See, no one turns their noses up at this music. Everybody loves it. Music professionals from the classical music world, and accomplished jazz musicians, they love this music. I mean, rockers and hip-hoppers and people who are really young, they listen to this music, they love this music. After the success of his flute suite, Hollywood went after Claude Bowling, and they asked him to compose music for the California Suite, a movie. He did all kinds of movies. Everybody loves this music. The thing that I love most about this music is the thing that gives it so much power. The musical genres over time have become so divided and subdivided. And our society, we still try to make sense of itself with labels and definitions. But all music in general, and this music in particular, bridges divides. In that spirit, I think Claude Bowling was the Lin-Manuel Miranda of his time. See, both of them created powerful and popular works of art that have brought together a wide market of fans. So next summer, the summer of 2024, all of us, we're going to do, and more musicians, we're going to do a full-blown Claude Bowling music for the public. And I hope we're going to be performing on academic stages, in churches, theaters, and in clubs and bars. Music, this music has a place in all of those spaces. We've already been offered a gig in a club downtown that's owned by a guy who's French. And he told me on Facebook that he didn't know anybody in America who knew anything about Claude Bowling. The people of this church have been gracious enough to allow Brian and I to play the pieces that we've learned for them. And at that point where we need that final ingredient before we can move on to the next piece. Music is a performing art. And what's true for all of the performing arts is that none of them can exist at all without a community of people to receive it, respond to it, and connect to the work. Like Mark said, music expresses what words cannot express. We musicians know what it feels like to play music we love to play. And we know what it feels like when we're playing music we love with people that also love to play that music. It's an electric thing. But then it dies. It doesn't go anywhere unless there are people to hear it and see it and feel it. See, if you're feeling good, it helps us feel good. And it helps the music feel even better, and then that makes you feel good. And it's this cyclical kind of force of nature thing that cannot be explained, and I'm not going to try. We're just going to play. So, thank you, community. here's a little blood bowling for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.